Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barizonde, and you're tuning in to day five of the UWealth Revolution. And I am very honored and excited today, and also I come with a humbled heart because of some learning experiences I had over the weekend. So this is, I believe, going to be one of those calls that you will remember your life before the call and your life after the call, because we are going to touch on something that's very key and powerful in all of us. So before we get started, we have an incredible guest here tonight, and this is going to be one of those calls that I believe will surprise, shock you, and really transform you. I want to let everyone know that you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, and share what you're learning on this call with the world. I mean, we set up the Facebook app because we want people to share. And do that, and also post your comments, your feelings as you go through this call, because it's going to be very special. And it's going to be special just like all of you. I want to really talk a little bit before we get started about where some people fall in their life many times. And we all make mistakes. I made a mistake over the weekend. I sent an email out, and my first thought was, you know, I should send this. And I realized that by me making a mistake and having an error and letting people know, hey, I made a mistake, I'm not perfect, the key for all of us is that we are so much under this pressure to be perfect. And the reality is we're perfect just the way we are, and even if we make a mistake. And I tell all of you, if you feel like you're replaceable in the world, you're not. You're absolutely inexorably completely unique and wonderful. If you feel like the future is not going to be a place for you, I can tell you, if you knew how bright your future could be, it would astound you. And if you feel like the doors have closed in your life, to be honest, those doors may have closed just so you could be led to this place, to where we are now at the UWealth Revolution, so you could be a part of the lives of so many people. And I want to talk really quickly about forgiveness, because I want one of the things for everyone to focus on this week is forgiving themselves for anything that you think you've done wrong in your life and transcending it. Because as we forgive ourselves, we transcend what we think is real and what we think is the physical world. Only in the dream is any power given to the wrongdoing. In the new external reality, the error did not occur. And I want you to think about that, because as soon as we let go of what we think was an error, the sooner we can tap into a new reality where all the world just is and we are. And we have a very special guest who's going to help us tap into that reality and help us tap into it almost, well, I will say forget almost, we'll say instantly. And our guest here today is Harrison Klein. And Harrison Klein actually is one of the cutting edge, leading edge, spiritual, metaphysical leaders in our community. And he is very different than most people. He is somebody that deals with instant transformation. If you've never had an instant transformation or dealt with someone like Harrison, who is an instant transformationalist, you will be quite surprised. His work, primarily the Alignment Factor, Effortless Abundance, and the Abundance Factor, are designed to bring the subconscious, conscious, and superconscious minds, all levels of mind, into perfect alignment, instantly ending stress, increasing awareness, and making manifestation and life easy, natural, and effortless. And this happens, according to Harrison, because of the congruency of our internal state of mind, spirit, and being. He's also a teacher, an expert at entrepreneurialism and creating wealth through genius and ideas. He's served numerous different capacities and design techniques designed to stimulate intellectual and cellular integration, internalization, and transcendence. His message is the continuous unfoldment of unconditional love through conscious elevations and lives that purpose wholly. And I've got to tell you, we've had a lot of people who've worked with Harrison report back some amazing things. For example, we had somebody say that Katie and Eric Teague said, Harrison's coaching on the universal laws and how they work have forever changed our lives. We increased our home income by 80%. Anne said, I find this to be one of the most exciting experiences I've ever found or have been handed on a plate. Blessings to all. We also had another individual, Clyde, from some of Harrison's students, said, Harrison's teachings have a clarity and insight as pure and vital as running water. I've practiced Buddhism for 30 years, have had marvelous experiences, but never truly understood the practice on such a truly deep level. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the call, and I want to welcome Mr. Harrison Klein. Harrison, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Darius. Wonderful introduction. I appreciate that. Awesome. Thank you.
I am so excited to have you here. And, you know, I became familiar with the work many years ago through everything you've done with some of the amazing leaders in the personal development industry. But I've studied many of those teachers. I've met many of those teachers, and I think they're all incredible. The one thing, though, there's something about you that is quite different than many of the other teachers and speakers. And I'd love for you to kind of illuminate all of us on what that is.
Okay, well, what distinguishes me from just about everybody else out there is that I create instantaneous transformation. The difference between other teachers out there that give you exercises, things to read, things to remember, things to go through, things to report are not me. I think all that is marketing fluff. A lot of it is really a confusion factor, because by the time you've gone through, you know, reading a half a book and doing a bunch of exercises, you forgot what the first purpose of the first step was. All that is sort of a marketing experience to try to get you to prepare for the change. I go directly to the change. The change is simply a matter of internal experience, and we know how to go to the core of that internal experience because it's the same for everybody, and the change is instantaneous because it's a connection to the unified field, to the quantum field. So that's what distinguishes me. Almost nobody out there that I know of works with the same principles that I do. A couple people have written books. One or two of them have missed the point, but a couple of them are really in the groove. So to the best of my knowledge, I'm one of a very few.
You know, that's fascinating because, I mean, they are so many people teaching so many different things. But what people have to understand is that transformation does not need to be hard, correct, Harrison? If you connect to the right knowledge and the right information, the right application, and integrate it on deep cellular level, correct?
It's as easy as turning the dial on your radio. There's nothing difficult about it. The problem is that most of us get involved in overcomplicating everything, which is what our society and our acculturation teaches us to do. It teaches us that we have to struggle for things. It teaches us that we have to be intense about things. It teaches us that we have to be competitive about things. None of that is true. I mean, it is so simple, it's just mind-boggling, because the simplicity of things are really the genius of them. When you peeled away all the BS on the outside of the onion, you're left with the core, and the core is what moves everything. It's not anything on the outside. It's everything that's on the inside. So it's very simple. There isn't much to it. Really, I mean, just the difficult part oftentimes is getting to the core, but there's not much to it because we know how to get to the core at this point. There's enough information out there from scientists, from spiritual leaders, from all kinds of things over the thousands of years that now have been verified that allow us to get to the core of anything we want to get to. And that is the genius of all things. We see the simplicity and we are in the groove. That we have to do nothing more than get to the core.
Well, I can tell I'm going to have a lot of questions for you, Harrison, so I may run fast. I'm looking at I know this is kind of off the wall, but I'm looking at this one customer student of yours, Janine Morin, and she says, I don't understand what's happening. Since we started our coaching sessions, I've lost an average of 1.5 pounds every 2 days. I didn't even exercise, and it looks like this was 25 days she's been losing this weight. The only thing I've done differently is our coaching sessions. Is this the kind of thing where something just shifts and these results follow?
Absolutely the kind of thing that something shifts and results follow. That is the whole transformative process. There's nothing more to it than that. We just make a shift. It's a small shift, but it changes everything in our lives. The results flow from it because of the law of cause and effect, because of all the different experiences that we get out of the way in order to be who we are, which then becomes eternal, abundant, full of power and full of light and freedom. Yeah. So it just moves.
Incredible.
It moves energy. It moves the energy in the universe.
All right. Well, I guess one of the first questions I want to ask is, what does You Wealth mean to you? As the topic of this, the title of the series is You Wealth Revolution. What is You Wealth to Harrison Klein?
I guess it really is an abundance factor. I mean, we're all one with Source, with all that is. That's what really makes us abundant and wealthy. And we create our reality out of the quantum supply by using our thoughts and our states of being and our words and our actions. So we know anything is really possible when we believe and we choose consistently with clarity. So all this makes us abundant, and at our highest level, we're all really naturally ever presently abundant, and there's nothing we have to do, and we can't be anything but abundant. That's the way things work. We have to understand that, the first step to wealth is to know what money really is, or to know what wealth really is, or more accurately, what it really represents. And we look instead of what is going on the outside to the value within us, and that's where You Wealth starts to come in. It's the value within people, the value within us, and the flowing and exchanging of this value between people. And our internal value is what creates money. It's the shadow of our internal value, if you will. So developing that internal value is in ourselves and others, and is what creates external money and wealth correspondingly. That rises automatically to the level of our internal value about money, not about anything else, but about money. So that's what You Wealth means to me. It is we tap into that internal space inside of ourselves that is our internal value about money, and then we expand that with a series of different understandings by expansion exercises, not real exercises, but simply just the declarations that make us change our self-image, transform our self-image.
I see so many people trying to create wealth and trying to create things in their life, and they're doing a lot of the external steps and maybe even working tremendously hard in the external world, but getting very little results. Yet when you said what you said about the internal shift, something in me clicked and I realized that this really was the most important thing that people could do, and that incremental shift on the inside creates this immense leverage. I almost saw like these ripples in an ocean or in a lake getting bigger and bigger, and then so the external effect becomes magnified, and that's how we have tremendous wealth creation, tremendous possibilities, and a creation of a new reality. Is that somewhat accurate?
Absolutely. Money and wealth really only represents an aspect of our internal value that pertains to wealth. We can't say that a wealthy person has any higher self-worth or value than a poor person, but we can say correctly that in matters that relate to and pertain to money, a wealthy person has a higher internal value of that aspect of value, and that person chooses to exercise a higher proportion of the internal value and about that idea. And so, what reflects on the outside is money, when really exercised is what we call wealth consciousness, and it's available to all people equally. It can be developed by anybody within all people equally, and like everything else that has importance in our being alive, really, such as air, wealth consciousness is really free to everybody. But you can choose to develop it or not develop it. Most people don't, or many people don't, or they can exercise it or not, anytime. And we can change our choice, and, nothing actually can stop us, because we don't require anything outside of ourselves to increase our wealth. And this is the big key. We don't require anything outside of ourselves to increase our wealth consciousness, and therefore our money. So all we really need is within us right now, and we have forgotten it, but it's right there. So now the object is to remember it, and that's the first step to always remember that money isn't real. It's a shadow of something else, and that shadow is the shadow of the value that we carry around in ourselves about that. So here's the big secret. Wealth consciousness is simply the expansion of our consciousness and awareness into the wealthy parts of ourselves. We can't experience anything we're not awake to. We can't experience what we're asleep to. So we need to wake up to that wealth consciousness place inside of ourselves, within us already. And we are already wealthy, but we just have to be taught to choose it, to experience it, rather than to be asleep to it. Because if we don't have money, it's because we're not putting a high value on money. And this insight changes everything. Like the people can now know to choose and start to experience being wealthy and by simply making that external and internal statement that I am wealth. So as we begin to obtain this wealth, we simply get to the place where we have wealth consciousness, and it's very difficult for us not to have success and wealth. So success and wealth will follow us automatically whenever we are we go to this place inside of ourselves. So we won't need to concern ourselves with their quest yet. You know, they'll find us. We'll be free of the experience to experience other aspects of ourselves that may not have we may never have even dreamt of before, dimensions of self and life that are truly amazing. And the same goes with happiness and anything else, as we'll see.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that stuck in my mind was you said we don't require anything outside of us of ourselves to create wealth. And just as you said that, for some miraculous reason, we got a question come in, and I want to address if people listening in have questions, I want to give you a chance to be heard, and we'll try to. We've had so many, but Sophia from Panama City said, "Hello, I have an issue accepting asking for money when I offer assistance to individuals, healing, yoga, and etc. Even when people offer to pay, I still have an issue with accepting money." Yeah. I mean, what is the thing that Sophia can do there, Harrison?
Okay, money is really an energy value that, like all energy, lives in the flow and needs to flow to stay alive. So to help it flow cheerfully and it'll be attracted to us. What is very important is that we have to increase our own internal value, because what we do is valuable, and we have to honor ourselves very simply in order to create, you know, value for ourselves. We can't be conscious and expect to have wealth. We can't say that our worth or that our worth is costs very little in order to, and then expect to create money in the process. We have to honor the fact that we have valuable things to give other people, and we set our own value. Nobody can set our own value for us. We do that simply by how we experience ourselves internally and how we talk to ourselves. How we talk to ourselves increases our value. So this is the first thing. So we have to give ourselves a value. So if you're charging $100 an hour now, I bet without a shadow of a doubt you can simply get an ideal client, think of who your ideal client is, and now charge $375 an hour and still get it, you know. And because it's the value of what you do is according to the value you place on yourself. And knowing that you can make results happen is what makes things happen, actually. So it's the knowing of that. That acts as the growth which enables us to help each other.
Absolutely. I can see how powerful that is. I want to ask about this kind of curious topic of quantum resetting. I've been with personal development studying and teaching for quite a while, actually 17 years as a student and over 10 years as a teacher. What is quantum resetting? I've never heard this before.
Well, we know that everything, you know, proceeds out of the quantum field. We know that the quantum field is the field of all possibilities, that it is the reality which is not, you know, visible in our world, basically, but it is what makes everything happen. Science is very, very clear about that. Einstein has shown us that. All kinds of spiritual teachers have shown us that for eons on. But what that includes, or what that is for the human being, is that it is a state of being, okay? And when we step into the quantum, you know, what we're doing is we are commanding this ocean of energy to be a state, or create a state within us, a state of mind, such as being happy. And we can't explain a state, nor can we do a state. We can only be a state. So we can't do happiness. We can only be happiness or be happy. And creation works like this. I mean, being follows thinking, which causes speaking, which causes doing, which puts in place the system to receive and the experience that we created in our being and thinking. So being is the first cause, and that is a quantum reset. So when we reset our being, that is when we say I am something, we actually send a signal to the universe that takes whatever we attach the words I am out to completion. So if we say I am a bad teacher, or I am bad at math, or I am having trouble with my husband, you know, if we say those things internally and voice them externally, that will be the experience we have. So we can reset our quantum beingness by simply saying, I am great at being a mother, at being a wife, at being at math, at whatever the case may be, and that sets in motion the quantum energies that will bring you the thoughts, the experiences, the energy, the actions that will bring you and reset yourself into a different version of yourself. Everything starts from the I am. The I am is the isness of who we are. And that I am process is a place where we have always been, we always will be. We are in the here and now. And that I am is really the unified field. So as we declare the identity of who we are through the quantum by the words I am, and the way that we know that is that whenever God was asked what his name was, he always said, I am that I am. And when we understand the whole I am, the mighty I am, if you will, that sponsors everything else. So it sponsors everything else in our world. So when we create this connection to the unified field, it becomes a massive shift in our consciousness, and we reset that according to what we say we are, what we think we are, and what we do regarding who we are. So that resetting is a total quantum shift, and it simply is as easy as saying I am something that I may not have thought of myself as before, because everything that we do runs around a self-image. Darius, I mean, everything out there runs around a self-image. We can't behave any differently than we've imaged ourselves. So we can't outperform our self-image. But what we can do is create different versions of our self-image. And that is the most important thing we can do. Bar none, it is the most powerful thing you will learn on this planet, bar none. We can reset our self-image to perform at much different levels and have much different experiences simply by using the words I am and attaching whatever you want to that. So I am a great manifester. I am a great money earner. I am a great and wonderful teacher. I am a sensational superstar at music, et cetera, et cetera. That's how we start to create and shift the quantum around us. And then the conditions by universal law follow that I am. Because in this physical world, the law is that the reality must start at the spiritual and then follows into the physical. It's not the other way around.
Well, I've taken almost half a page of notes here, Harrison. So it's pretty astounding. So as we declare that I am and we reshape the quantum field and we bring in from the unified field that which we declare ourselves to be, does it matter that maybe someone for 30 years has had a problem, lack, a challenge? And then I'll add a follow-up to that. Does it matter that somebody has a subconscious belief that's negative, that's never been cleared? I mean, we hear all these different things. How does all of this interrelate together?
The first step to experiencing massive wealth is being massively wealthy internally. Being wealthy is an internal state, and it doesn't matter. I mean, the only reason that we have anything that we have is because we have created an I am around it. So the universe gives us exactly what we think, nothing more, nothing less. It doesn't emulate, and it doesn't, ingratiate, and it doesn't expand on what we think. It gives us exactly what we think. We create our reality. So once we start to change the things we think, the things we say we are, and in this world we get what we are, not what we want, as we begin to change what we are, we then begin to change our states of being, and our states of being then create our reality. Does that make some sense, or do you want me to go further on that?
No, it makes a lot of sense, and I've never really, I mean, I've heard it explained, but the way you're explaining it is extremely powerful. I want to ask about what we're seeing right now with this so-called recession and the fear and the struggle that people feel around us What are your feelings about that? I mean, what can you share about what's going on right now in the world?
Well, really, the recession, you know, there are certain levels of the way that we are. And anything that we don't empower within ourselves gets overpowered by the collective. So the whole process is this, basically. Anytime we buy into what the collective consciousness is, we experience the same as the collective. Right now, the collective consciousness is in fear, and that's what a recession is. We start to add fear to the ability to earn money. So every time that that happens, it's because the media, the people out there, the powers that be give us messages of fear that we then internalize, and so we begin to withdraw the value of our money and our experience and our own value. And if we, as long as we buy into that, we're going to experience the diminishment of who we are, thus experiencing the diminishment of our wealth or the diminishment of our ability to earn or the diminishment of our relationships or whatever the case may be. So the cure to that or the reversal to that is to not buy into the collective consciousness. I don't experience any recession. I'm not experiencing anything, and nobody who I've taught has experienced any diminishment of their financial resources or any of the things, the money that has been coming in. It's just not about that. So if we don't agree with the collective, we don't have to experience what the collective teaches us. So that is a very, very important factor. I'm glad you brought that up, Darius, because ultimately the whole issue is that, you know, what we empower within ourselves stays empowered. What we don't empower gets overpowered by the collective. And the collective is all this, is what everybody talks about, and mostly it's governed by the dynamics of fear. Or you know, low self-esteem or whatever, because that's what the powers that be do in order to create greater wealth for themselves and redistribute things.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a very powerful point that the powers that be, I do believe as well, utilize that to redistribute wealth and transfer wealth to those that are operating from a higher order or creating their reality the way they want versus those that are simply victims of the collective reality and the things they don't want. I want to ask, we got another question in here about does this same type of I am law work with issues of health and vitality?
Absolutely. It works with everything. There is no thing that it doesn't work with, because it is the quantum field. It is the field of all possibilities, and you simply choose your own possibility. That's all there is to it. You know, the universe has more than enough for everybody to accomplish anything that they want, way more than enough. You know, people aren't poor because, you know, nature is poor. People are poor because their wealth consciousness is poor. I mean, even in a billion lifetimes, let alone one lifetime, we can't possibly finish the wealth given to us free by life. But we can fail to receive it by our own thoughts, by our own words, by our own actions. Most of all, choosing a state of being that is less than what we believe we are, and diminishing ourselves from our magnificence to a smaller version of ourselves. The idea is to create grander, bigger, more successful, more substantial versions of ourselves in every way. We can say, I am, you know, loving experiencing my ideal body weight of XXX, 185 or whatever, and that starts to move, you know, the thoughts and the words and the actions that create that state of being. So we start to release weight that way, or we start to so if we want to have more money, I am loving experiencing, you know, wealth. I am loving experiencing the reception of all good things and abundance in my life. I am loving well. I am loving myself in the wealth circumstances. I am loving the choices that money gives me, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we simply move into different states of being by what our I am is, because we can't, again, outperform our self-image, but what we can do is create new, bigger, more substantial, more grander versions of ourselves by creating new I ams. So my suggestion to everybody out there who is in hearing this at any given point, very quick, immediate transformation. Just watch what happens. Don't even believe anything I say. Watch what happens in 2 or 3 weeks. set down a series of index cards and put 20 or so of the most important I ams to you. I am a great mother. I'm a great teacher. I'm a great salesperson. I'm a great business person. I am a great music superstar. I am a successful. I am, you know, an, I am a great provider. I am a great lover. I am sexy. I am wonderful. I am thin, et cetera, et cetera. Watch what starts to happen after a couple of weeks. Watch and see if your experiences don't start to form around what your I am are. That's a very highly potent, extreme situation that happens each and every time we create new I am statements. Okay, so the idea that a person fails in wealth building because of, you know, not having the correct resources is absolutely ridiculous. The resources are all within us. So we, our wealth is created by ourselves, by our thoughts and by our actions and by our beingness or our I am. And, you know, anybody who believes in scarcity will receive scarcity. If they don't believe there's enough out there, they're going to get not enough. Okay? And that's the most amazing way to fulfill our self-set limits is to open up our I ams into bigger, grander, more successful, more amazing versions of ourselves.
I have to ask this question. I don't know if I'm intuiting it from the audience. It's not necessarily my normal level of thinking, but this question that's coming in is this for everybody? I mean, are some of these techniques that you utilize, are they too powerful for certain people, or is everybody okay using this, or is it maybe just a select few that might not want to use these types of...
We are all the same at the core. There's no difference. I mean, we are all right. Part of the same ocean of energy. We're just ideas having ideas, you know. Poverty is a transgression of the laws of the universe. The universe, by law and design, is a place where poverty is unnatural, where abundance is the natural state. So, you know, we scare money away by thinking that there's not enough of it. This is the same for everybody. There's nobody who's exempt from the laws of cause and effect, who's exempt from the creation of IMs that experience things. I mean, we can't even begin to ponder the infinite vastness of the readily and freely available supply of value creation material and energy out there that we have access to. And all we have to do is tap into it by creating bigger versions of ourselves. There is no exclusion. The universe doesn't exclude. We're all part of the same thing. And, you know, this human form is just an identity that we've chosen to have a mission here on Earth with. But, you know, we go through in order to create something for each other. In terms of, you know, is it right for everybody? It's absolutely right for everybody. This doesn't exclude anyone. Again, you know, the process of experiencing anything comes from our beingness, from our state of mind. When we experience and we say, I am wealth, our definition of wealth starts to come to us. We don't actually have to go out and create wealth in the same way that most people think. Yes, you can create it by effort. Yes, you can create it by strategy. Yes, you can create it by tactics. Yes, you can create it by a million different things that manipulate other people. But it's much easier to create it internally without effort simply by changing our view of ourselves, and then the conditions must form around us to give us what we are saying and visualizing and creating. Because beingness creates visions of ourselves. Beingness, the I am, creates a vision of ourselves in a particular way. If we go into the collective consciousness, it's about economics, and economics mm-hmm. teaches us about scarcity of resources. None of that is true. Economics was invented at a time when people believed in scarcity, and this belief really caused the world to be scarce, to perpetuate this illusion of scarcity. And hence the study of economics proclaimed that resources are scarce, right? Economics was derived from observation. It totally ignores spirit and the state of being. You know, so what we are now beginning to see is that certain resources can never run out. For example, software, you know, software music or other digital content downloaded or broadcast, it can't run out, right? How can you run out of software download? No matter how many times you download it, there's still the original copy that everybody's downloading. So one copy multiplies as much as is needed without costing the maker any more money than the original, right? Okay, so we soon come to know experientially that if enough of us put our mind on anything, or if we put our mind on anything, we can regrow anything. We can regrow the Earth's forest in just a few years, create, you know, new water, or do anything else. We don't have to believe in the economics of scarcity. And if we do, it becomes true for us. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because the universe gives us exactly what we think, no more, no less. It doesn't reward thoughts and say, yes, I'll reward that, and punish thoughts by saying, no, I won't reward that. It's a yes universe. It just says yes to everything. So if you want to have violent thoughts or poverty thoughts, you're going to get violence in your life. You're going to get poverty. If you want to have abundance, if you want to have wealth, if you want to have self-esteem beyond the roof or up through the roof, you just simply go to the place of where you have self-esteem beyond the roof. You are the controller of all that happens to you. You create your reality moment by moment. These are choices that you make, and they flow from your I am, because it's your I am that creates the thoughts. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I'm getting chills because we're tapping into a level of quantum physics and quantum reality that I haven't really been, have not gotten into with speakers before, and it really is an astounding conversation. We've got a lot of questions coming in from people. We're literally overloaded here. I'm clicking the refresh button and I'll get like 10 come in. So what I'm noticing is a lot of people are saying, well, Harrison, how can we visualize wealth? And everybody, if you're listening, I want you to write this down. This is going to be one of the takeaways of this call, an exercise or just a little bit more of a description. How can we visualize wealth in a way that does not conflict with our current programming? A lot of people are saying, I am trying to visualize or do the I am, but my poverty mindset comes in as I say it. How do we visualize it so we don't conflict with current programming?
Your bigger I am will eventually dissolve your smaller I am, because we are limitless, magnificent beings, and that's all that we are. We are just continuous, endless, incredible, magnificent beings that just expand out continuously, and that's our purpose on this earth. We only have two purposes for coming to this earth, and that is joy and expansion. You know, everything else, how we do that is our choice, but everything else is not relevant to our place on this earth. So what we do is we create joy. We only do one thing as human beings, and that is to create experience. And so in that process, we expand ourselves. We create experiences to expand ourselves. Even the negatives, they're not really negatives. They're really ways to force us to change into something positive or bigger or better. That's what all they are. So if you're having trouble visualizing your wealth, create a story around it. I mean, you've seen wealth on television 1,000 times, millions of times. You know, so create yourself in a story. Put yourself in a scenario. You know, you're a super business person on a yacht entertaining other business people that are, you know, very well-dressed. I mean, you have people of very, very high integrity and substance around you. You are talking, you know, in incredibly deep ideas with them. You are going over strategies and tactics. You start to create a story around you, and eventually that story will become real. And you don't have to actually go into eradicating anything negative, because the bigger story will eradicate the diminishing smaller story. It's just a matter of that simplicity. And this is why people get so bogged down in stuff. They complicate it. It's not complicated. Don't go into the place of complication. Just simply know that once you declare you are wealthy, that's it. You don't have to ever create anything other than that. From that point on, all you have to do is be wealthy. That is, think the thoughts of a wealthy person. Act the ways that wealthy people think. Don't even go back to the idea that you have to create a series of wealth. Here's the kicker. Once we say I am wealthy or I am healthy or I am whatever, we then start to think those thoughts. If we go back to the old thoughts, then we're going to get the old stuff. But if we start from that point and say I am wealth, for example, now we're in a place where we don't have to redetermine that factor, because what you're trying to do in an affirmation is get to the place that you want to be. When you say I am, that is not an affirmation. That is a declaration to the universe of who you are, who you're chosen to be. Huge difference, magnificently huge difference. So you say, I am wealth, and then the things of wealth, as you define them, will start to come to you. Okay, all you have to do, your situation after that is only to experience it. That is to recognize the synchronicities of what goes with your I am statement. Recognize that today you've been given, you know, $2 or $20 or $50, and that's on your road to wealth. And recognize that you've given even given an opportunity, and say that's according to my I Am wealth. Recognize that now people have come to you that are offering you different ways to make money or different experiences so that you can be introduced to other people who make money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Recognize the synchronicities of what you think to what you experience, and then your wealth is just, it's just about how you experience it. So once you make that statement, you have to go no further. You are already wealthy. The moment you ask, it's already been given to you. The only thing is that you have to experience it. And the only way you experience it is to recognize the synchronicities of it coming in as you're doing it. Don't ignore it. Don't deny it. Don't do anything. Just get to the place of where you're starting to recognize how those things work for you.
A couple things I got from that, Harrison, and it was a lot. Yeah, you made a great deal of sense. And
you don't ever have to determine your state of mind. All you have to do is experience it once you state it.
Once you declare it, so for everybody, once you declare your I Am, then the way that you experience it is by recognizing the synchronicities in your life that match
that
statement.
You're right. Corresponding to that statement, yes.
Corresponding to that statement. I want to ask you about, I see something here that somebody had happen. One of your students, Matthew M., and he was talking about, this is kind of inaction here, inapplication. Him and his sister had been denied something like 5 houses, and they had to move out of their apartment in 2 weeks. They followed your Quantum Leap teaching, and he said, we applied for 3 more houses and received approval on all 3 of them within 48 hours. The house we chose had 4 other applicants fighting for it, and they gave it to us. It's a $1.3 million home, and we didn't even pay close to that much. I mean, that sounds kind of like about as good as a testimonial as you could possibly get. But I'm wondering, does that seem out of the bounds of what's possible? I mean, is this kind of what they experienced?
Everything.
What are the mechanics of what happened there, I guess, if you know anything more about that story?
Well, money is a symbol of wealth, right? The beginning of the experiencing
right.
of wealth. So once the reason for wealth is so that we can experience wealth. We can experience it and know it, what it tastes like experientially. So
yes.
Once we start, everything is cause and effect in this universe. This universe is run by the prime law of cause and effect. There's nothing that cause and effect doesn't create on this level in the universe. So it's all cause and effect is really the same as you sow, so shall you reap. You know, everything has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. What goes around comes around, karma, whatever you want to call it, okay? So as you create these thoughts, what happens is these thoughts that you stay in, and repetition is internalization, okay? So repetition and over a period of time becomes internalization. You begin to accept that. Your subconscious then goes out into the world and creates what you desire simply by the fact that it has accepted enough times to make something real. So here's how it works. You know, this is a faith-run universe, a vibrationally faith-run universe. So once we create a vibration, that is, and we get in this world what we are and not what we desire, meaning that we have to be the vibration of the things we want. And the way we do that is that we reach for eagerness, we reach for excitement, we reach for love, we reach for joy in association with what it is we desire. That then starts the vortex moving to create the energy that is correspondent to the things we have visualized. And it is by universal law. It cannot be stopped and it can't be denied. Once we get into that place, you know, everything held constant, really that is the thing. So the law of cause and effect, as you sow, so shall you reap, is really extraordinary in every way because it sets into motion those things that we create the cause for. And the cause, and the things that most people deal with are the effects. And we don't want to deal with effects because they are really after the fact. They are default things coming from the cause. So here's how it works. The sequence is always the same. And if you apply this sequence, you will always get what you want as long as
okay.
you add certainty to the process, eagerness, excitement, certainty, love, and joy. Okay, so the sequence is this. Be, which is I am, okay, whatever you create your I am. To be, which then sponsors thinking. Okay, now you start to, you want a new house. I am living in the most gorgeous house that I can imagine. Okay, now then you think, then you start to think of the thoughts of what that is. What does my house look like? How is that going to manifest itself? What's the outside look like? What is the carpeting? What is the art? What's the art on the wall? What kind of furniture do I want, et cetera, et cetera. You start thinking about those kinds of things. From that place, then you start, that starts to flow into your conversation. So the vibration of thoughts is one thing, but it gets really amplified when you started to bring those thoughts spoken into the universe, into the physical universe. So it gets amplified, like turning up the power on a radio station or turning up the volume on a radio station. So then it transfers and seeps into it seeps into your daily conversation. Now that vibration is put out into the universe in a very, very strong way. That then starts to create the action. You are compelled. Once you have been that thing, okay, once you have declared your identity as that thing, I am experiencing a great new house and a living quarters because I love myself. Once you start to go through the I am, then you start to be, that sponsors the thoughts of what that's all about, and then you go through the speaking, it transfers into your daily conversation. Now you are compelled, once that, those three things are causal. So now you're compelled to take action on what you have thought and spoken about. So now you start to look up where those houses, those kinds of houses are, how much is it going to cost you, who are the realtors involved, how do I get this furniture, how do I pay for this thing. The action is the system that then allows you to receive, and the ultimate last place is to receive what you've asked for. So the system is always the same. That's how it works. Consciously or unconsciously, that's how it works. Most of us do it on an unconscious basis. Now you can go forth and do it on a conscious basis. Just follow that sequence. Be, think, speak, act, receive. It always works that way. And then what you have to do, that's building the vehicle. The final step, once you've built the vehicle, now is to add the fuel to make it happen. And the fuel is certainty. That is the belief, if you will. And I show you in my courses how to have certainty with great, great, in gobs of plenty. It's unbelievable. I mean, certainty is simply, it's really a very, very simple thing. And once you add the excitement, the joy, the eagerness, the love, the immense respect for what it is you're visualizing, as you're visualizing, as you're deciding to have something, you know, it starts to move the energy, the quantum field, to give you back a vibrational match to what you are wanting to experience as a feeling. And the feeling is what you are. So we get in this world what we feel, what we are, we feel. Okay, and not what we want. So it's not about getting things. It's not about going out and creating effort. It's about going out and having the feelings of being wealth, having the experiences of being wealth through the feelings. Am I making more sense?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, while you were talking, we've had people who have been just practicing the I am statements writing in. We've had a massive, it's actually one of the most packed calls we've had on the whole series. So I want to let you know, definitely we're striking a chord. Shane, from Port of Spain, I guess he's in Spain, said, I just tried saying a few of the I am statements, and there is now a physical reaction in my body. It's a fantastic energy like I've never felt before. Is this normal? I've got to ask Harrison, is this normal?
That is the expansion. The I am is the expansion. I am consistently in the right vibration to attract wealth. That's one of mine. I'm consistently in the right vibration to attract wealth. Yes,
wow.
The I am creates the expansion. It's a bigger version of you, and it is absolutely instantaneous, and you don't have to do anything once you've done that. You want to repeat it as many times as you can, but you know, you open and you get open, and then you get, you know, open to receive and the good and the abundance in the universe, and it gives you a feeling of tremendous expansion. You know, you become open and receptive to new avenues of income, open and receptive to new relationships, open and receptive to expected and unexpected sources of money or sources of experiences and so on. And you begin to feel, and this is what creates your feelings again. Feelings are created by thoughts, not thoughts by feelings. So you start to feel unlimited because you're accepting these unlimited resources by simply the statement of who you are. I don't know if that helps or not, but I think it probably does.
Well, absolutely. It's exciting. I feel like this is allowing people to really connect to a different level of energy, a different energetic field, or maybe be deliberate in their connection of this field. If everybody's experiencing, whatever you're experiencing on the call, if you're practicing the I am statements, go through the question and answer feature here and just shoot back kind of what you're experiencing. We'd love to know. Harrison, I've got to ask you this. I know we're getting close to an hour here, but I want to ask you, you know, as we're moving now into this time, there's been a lot of changes in the world. Obviously, you're seeing it and I'm seeing it. Everyone is seeing it. What is happening as we're moving into this time of 2012?
Well, we are experiencing the most phenomenal time in all of history, not just intellectually, but the energy is moving so fast that we are just gathering information beyond our capacity to even experience or to process. So, you know, over the course of millennia, many millennia, what happens is that since it's desire that moves the quantum field, it is the desire for something that moves the quantum field in one form or another. We, you know, over the millennia of the existence of man, we have wanted peace, we have wanted harmony, we have wanted joy, we have wanted connection, interconnectedness from the very beginning of man's existence. Even as animals, they want that kind of a thing. And so the energy that when we haven't gotten that, it has accumulated and it rests in the quantum field. It actually rests in the light that is given to us every single day. Light carries memory, by the way, in the energetic field. So, and water carries memory in the physical field. But as that starts to happen, we start to experience this acceleration of energy because it's really the desire of zillions of people that have always been on this planet to have joy, to have wealth, to have abundance, to have peace, to have harmony, to have good relationships. And the energy is moving so fast that it's too fast for us to process. In the past, you know, we have really been conscious only by analyzation. We have looked at our experience and we say, okay, this is the cause of that, which is a mechanical way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So once we transcend that and we say, I just want to experience the best of what that is, we just simply move into that energy process. And we get into what I call the quickening. I mean, our minds become quicker, sharper, faster, more successful, more perceptive because we don't have to analyze anything. We're simply observing. And in the observance, we're experiencing all that desire of energy passing through us because we're not really bodies. We're spirits and energy. We're energy and information. And so what we're experiencing, because we've taken human form, we've compressed our energy to have an experience on this planet, we are experiencing all of the desire of humanity at this time coming through us to have peace and joy and abundance and love and unconditional love. And so we're going through a macro shift on the planet. Everybody on the planet is experiencing this state of expansion. If we can reject it, we have that power because we have free will. Or we can go with it, and then as we go with it, we will experience the benefits of all that kind of energy, all that kind of unconditional love passing through us by quickening our minds, quickening our spirits, experiencing things at a much higher perceptive level. We get a very high sensory perception when we start to tap into that kind of energy and that kind of knowledge. And so what happens is we then start to experience our extra psychic abilities or our clairaudience, our clairsentism. We start to experience our telepathy. We start to experience the knowledge of the fact that we're creating our lives, which then leads us to the understanding that everything is an illusion, but we are simply a unit of consciousness of energy and information that we are using to have experiences eternally and endlessly. You experience an adventure after adventure, and as we go through this eternal process of who we are and continually asking and becoming, you know, different things. So we find out who we really are. We remember that we are source energy, no different than source.
Yes.
And we remember that, you know, we have the same powers as source. The only difference between us and source is that he created us and we didn't create him. Just like a ray of light is never separated from the sun, we are never separated from our source. So a ray of light will always carry the properties of the sun. And we will always carry the properties of source. And so we can create in the same way. And that is by using our states of being. And then there is no such thing as death. We're just energy and we're just ideas and units of consciousness. So as we move through this energy, we simply decide what experiences or what consciousness we want to experience it at any given point. And then that moves into transformation, and that moves into the experience of that thing. It moves into the physical manifestation. And the manifestation just means that to manifest anything simply means to put a attention into. And it's our attention that is our consciousness, really. Our attention is our life. It is our consciousness. It is our awareness. And it is the whole sense of who we are. And the question to always ask is, who am I really? And then when we start to answer that question, we find out that we're really source energy. And as we find out that we're really source energy, we're moving into this place that has been so prophesied for 1,000 years or several thousand years of what we call the apotheosis, which means that we are stepping into the simultaneity of godhood and manhood, which is, or mankindhood. And we begin to experience the strength and the powers of source in a way that represents our godhood, and we move into these higher levels of being, or these higher frequencies of understanding, into these extraordinary places of experience beyond what we can imagine in the human form at our everyday awareness, and we start to become something that is extraordinarily blissful. And we are just expanding, and we expand by extension, by helping other people extend and expand. And that's what all this energy, that's what all this macro shift is about. We are simply tapping into all this energy coming down for millions of years that have now asked us to become peaceful and wonderful and exercise all the powers that exist within us as units of source. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps immensely, and I am again taking furious notes. And actually, as you're talking, my energy is shifting as I'm hearing your level of teaching and vibration, and where you're pulling from, and the level of truth. It's absolutely astounding. We've got Daniel wrote in from Sweden. He said, I've heard a lot of information, but nothing like this. This is absolutely amazing. Huge thanks. I want to ask this question, Harrison, it is, you are a transformationalist.
Yes.
What is a transformationalist?
It's my purpose on this planet. I came to Earth for the purpose of elevating and helping other people change into higher levels of consciousness, into higher levels of life and awareness and joy and substance. I have gone through some pretty horrendous experiences as a young man in my life, and those experiences, as deep and as dark as they were, gave me the foundation to be able to take other people through these higher levels, because I came through them with the grace of God. I came through them by a moment of grace. Some of you who are on this line who know me may have heard my story about, you know, having been touched by a mystical experience with God and having connected very rudimentarily to the higher fields of knowledge and the higher fields of speed and things of that nature. And as I went through that, from the place that I was before, I was absolutely in deep clinical depression. I had what today might be termed as Asperger's symptoms. I was really in a place of complete psychotic and difficult kind of circumstances where my whole life was about, you know, scarcity and fear and about all kinds of denial of everything that I experienced. And at one point in my life, I was touched by a moment of grace. It wrapped me out of my, it took me out of my body, took me into a vortex of white spinning light faster than anything I'd ever experienced in my life. The velocity was probably near light speed. At least that's what I was experiencing. It may or may not have happened that way. But I was bombarded with colors, and I was bombarded with patterns, and I was bombarded with music and different experiences of swirling light and all kinds of different things. And I may have been in that for a moment or two or five or maybe even, you know, 5 minutes or 2 hours. I have no idea. But at the end of that experience, I was redeposited back in my body. And as I said, prior to that experience, I had been in Asperger's, which meant I couldn't make connection with human beings. I could not look another person in the eye without pain. I couldn't hear what they were saying because I only got a fragment because I was so in denial of being in the here and now. I wanted to be suicidal. I had no concept of what it meant to interact with anybody. I didn't even have a conversation with anybody till I was 30, except transactional. In other words, how much is this and what do I have to do for you? But the depth of that pain became the heights of my joy when I was redeposited back in my body. And upon being redeposited in my body, I, as deep as that pain was, became the heights of my joy. So now everything became vivid to me. The colors were absolutely phenomenally vivid. the sound was absolutely clear. I was absolved of all my sins. I felt completely and totally absolved of all my sins. My thoughts were clear. I could actually see and feel them coming up my spine into my brain like a little soap mm-hmm. bubble and then bursting into what was the voice of those thoughts. I felt the energy of being outside of my body while still being inside of my body. So the energy was passing through me as opposed to being within me and being contained and compressed, which is the way we feel when we are, you know, down or depressed or whatever, or experiencing any sort of dis-ease. I was released into the infinity of being. And that gave me the ability to help other people go through the processes of higher elevation, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm on this planet. It's very clear to me. My purpose is absolutely lucid, and I have no doubts that I can do that, and I do that with thousands of people. So my experience has been about 100% track record in making shifts in people that work with me and work with my concepts and so on and so forth. And everybody goes through a massive transformation.
I can see in that experience. It's just absolutely astounding. I the thing that I pulled out of it was this. You said being exposed to speed and different levels of speed, and I think that's the one thing that I realize is so different from you is that. That possibly through that exposure, the transformational work that you do has that aspect of immense speed to it. I want to ask you about some of the work you do with people, because I know that you have a very distinct process, and if there are people that are interested in what Harrison has been teaching and how you can become a transformationalist yourself and get a glimpse of that miraculous transformation that happened to Harrison into your life, or maybe have that complete transformation. I want to ask you, Harrison, what are some of the things that you have that allow people to go through and experience this with you?
Well, first of all, the truth is incontrovertible and immutable. So once we hear the truth, it absolutely penetrates us. It becomes profound and original. The truth cannot be denied because the hearing of it alone is enough to move energy within us. So that's the first thing. So again, what distinguishes me from other teachers out there is that you don't have to go through anything, remembering anything or doing anything or, you know, practicing anything except to just sort of be in the I am that you choose you are, and then, you know, opportunities will be presented to you according to your I am, and then you just take advantage of the opportunities and watch the synchronicities as they go. So
wow.
That's one thing. Now, if we want to integrate our I ams at a much higher level or at a more cellular level, we can do that through a simple physical exercise, and this is as simple as you can get, okay? After you start contemplating what I've just said here, and I just invite all of you to do this when this call is done, take a 10-minute walk. At the end of your 10-minute or during your 10-minute walk, I want you to contemplate the things we've talked about, the IMs, the energy, the process of moving our self-image from a diminished place to a super high grand version of ourselves to and things like that. Start to contemplate that. Think about those kind of things with your new IMs. Think about the bigger version of yourself in wealth. Think about the bigger version of yourself in relationship, in career, in relationship with, to sex and money and life and all the things that are important to each of us at whatever level you want to be. And then after you've gone through a 10-minute walk while thinking about that the whole time, I want you to then stop. And what I'd like you to do is raise your right hand and your left knee with your eyes open, and then your left hand and your right knee with your eyes open 4 times each. So, and then do it 4 times each, the same thing, right hand, left knee, left hand, right knee, 4 times with your eyes closed. What that does is that begins to integrate between your left brain and your right brain the information so it becomes unified inside of your cells. This is how babies learn. This is how babies integrate things. They integrate things by crawling. It's scientifically proven that the way they integrate the information that's coming to them, and they're much more receptive than we are as adults because they learn at a much faster rate. So they're closer to the unmanifest, to the formless, if you will. And so they just get enormous amounts of information that they can process all at once. And babies learn by crawling. Babies learn by moving their bodies. This is the simplest way to cross the corpus callosum, or that depression in your brain between the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere, so that the information goes across both sides of your brain, the linear and the intuitive. And so when it then is able to transfer the neural pathways between the linear and the intuitive, it then can become and does become something of a whole synergistic experience, and the whole is always greater than the sum of its parts. So now those things become integrated inside of ourselves cellularly, and the joy starts to become something magnificent inside of us, and we begin to experience those things in an accelerated pace. So that is the simplest integration exercise that I know, and it is one of the most potent.
Wow. I know you have so many things like this in your extended teachings. I want to let people know that one of the things Harrison is really serious about is his life mission and his work as a transformationalist, and he wants so many people on this planet to have the type of clarity and lucidity that he has gotten in this transformationalist journey and experience. And what Harrison did, and Harrison, I want to thank you, is you have a program called the Alignment Factor that is a $997 extended program with the same type of, things I've never even heard of before, that are these instantaneous shifts in cognitive recognition and connection to the quantum field that are so profound. You're offering this opportunity to people for, I believe, is it $97?
That's right. I'm offering it to it at a tenth of the normal rate because I love you guys, and because, you know, I've sold this program many, many, many times at the upper price, and I'm offering it to you guys, six modules dealing with the law of certainty, the law of cause and effect, the images of the mind and how they become the blueprint of your life,
You have a module here on the soul. Let people know where they can go, because I know we're going to get questions. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Harrison, HARRISON. That's H as in Harry, ARRISON, uwealthrevolution.com/Harrison. You have some things here dealing with the soul. Is there a superconscious process here as well?
Yes. You know, our lives are really controlled, the flow of our lives, and money loves to flow, and you know, it's like anything else. It loves to be free, right? So it loves to flow. So it likes to come in, it likes to go out, and it likes to keep moving, as we like to keep moving, because our energy is really flow. So, yes. So the whole process of flow is really to be aligned. So it's like being able to run water through a garden hose, right? So, when you're stepping on the garden hose, you actually crimp the flow of the water. And so the stepping on the garden hose is when our conscious and our subconscious and our superconscious are not aligned, or they're not harmonious with each other. So the process is all designed to, the entire alignment factor process is designed to align the conscious, the superconscious, and the subconscious together to allow that flow of all things to be manifest easily and effortlessly. So just like water can come out the other end of the hose with no interruption. So the whole process is to understand that our consciousness only has two functions, and that is focus and choice. Every other use of the conscious mind is really a misuse of it. All the judgment, all the analysis is really a misuse of the conscious mind, and really operates and crimps up our style. We have to be of no mind, as all the sages tell us. So then once we make a choice and we're focused, then we move into the subconscious arena, where it decides independently whether or not to fulfill what we've done based on the emotions of our past experience. So once we get to a place of recognizing the emotions of our past experience, our subconscious says, yes, you've either enjoyed that, or no, I want to protect you from that because it's been harmful or traumatic or dramatic for you in the past, and so it doesn't allow you to go through that process. And then once it does say yes, and you can reprogram it by quantum reset through the IMs, okay? So
okay.
Really, so you reprogram your subconscious that way. And then once it starts to say yes, it then sends a signal to the superconscious or the soul, or another way to say that is the higher self, or in religious terms, mind, body, spirit, it is the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It sends a signal to the soul, which then it only has one purpose, and that's our well-being. The soul only has one purpose, and that's our well-being. So it goes out into the matrix to find the matching vibration of what we've asked for. And what it does is it sends us the people, the information, the things, the experiences, the encounters that we need, not linearly, by the way, so we can't actually follow it in the same way that we think we can. It's not linear, but it sends us by its own design these things that allow us to get to whatever our goals or our desires happen to be. And so the alignment of these three things, when they are harmonious, when we set them up to be harmonious because we know how they function, and we make a conscious choice in each of these things to create what we want, it becomes so much easier, and then we're at an effortless place. And I teach a course called Effortless Abundance, which is a sequel to this course, but the first course is to get aligned, to get the foundation of being aligned so that everything flows, whether it's consciousness or words or energy or love or money or wealth or whatever. So we get into the flow of things, because money loves speed and money loves wealth, and it absolutely responds to who manages it well. And once we are aligned with that situation, it's a living thing, just as everything else is a living thing in this universe. Once those things are aligned, now it's a very easy process to move into actual manifestation of anything. And then the experiences of our lives come by choice and not by default.
Incredible. I want to ask you a few more questions really quick. I know we're getting to time, but if you're interested in looking at what Harrison has here, I mean, obviously this information is life-changing. It has been for Harrison, and we've had so many people report back and saying, Harrison, this is one of the most interesting calls we've done. One person said this, Harrison is one of the most is the most interesting voice to bring vibration from the source of healing. I'm feeling a much higher level of vibration just from hearing him speak. We're getting an awful lot of that. If you want to go deeper into this and not just hear these truths but experience them on an even deeper level, you definitely want to take a look at this special program they've put together. It's at 90% off, which I don't really even think is needs to be done, but it's $97. We wanted to bring everybody the gift of this type of deep transformation, this type of real change. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Harrison, I want to
ask you. Can I share with you a couple success stories, Darius?
I was going to ask you, what are some of the things that you've been most proud of seeing happen with some of the folks that you've worked with? Absolutely.
Yeah. I recently worked with a gentleman who is a sculptor, and you know how hard and small a market art is, and especially for sculpture, not even painting, but sculpture.
Yes.
A very small market. It's really only entertained and worked with through usually the elite, and they're very picky, or another word to say
picky.
That
yeah,
they're
picky.
Discerning about what they buy. So what happens is this guy sculpts in bronze. He does things that are 15 and 17 feet high. They're Greek gods, and they represent ideas of, you know, enlightenment and growth. And he does them in figures, neoclassical looks like Michelangelo did of Hermes and Apollo and Aphrodite. So when he first encountered me, he was actually on the verge of going bankrupt. He had very little money. His studio was falling apart. His marriage was falling apart. He didn't have the money to even pay for his daughter's education, who was 6 years old and went to a private school. And he was on the verge of having to pull her out. His marriage was going to crumble, and she was about to get to a divorce, and he had no money to his name. He worked with me for 14 weeks, and after the 14 weeks, he received a check for $250,000, okay? That was just one of the stories, okay? And he has also now, from that point on, he's now got his own gallery in the center of Manhattan, in the Chelsea area. And on top of that, he has been scheduled, he's been in many, many magazines. He has scheduled shows, individual one-man shows around the U.S., and now he's beginning to schedule those shows around the world globally. So he's become a renowned sculptor. In just a matter of 14 weeks, he actually...
14 weeks?
14 weeks.
Wow.
He actually attributes that to the things I taught him. On top of that, another healing situation for those of you who are healers and alternative healers.
Yes.
I had a woman who was in a hospital bed for 2 years. She was absolutely on the verge of suicide. She was about to have her leg amputated. She had been taking medication that was wrong for her that ruptured all the tendons in her lower body, so she couldn't even sit up. Within a couple of weeks after beginning to work with me now, the doctors had converged on her and told her she had to have her legs amputated. And at that point, she heard my voice in a teleseminar, and she contacted me. And we began to work with her. And the first thing that we did was we took the power away from the doctors. I said, "Did you want to have that leg amputated?" She said, "Absolutely not." I said, "Then you don't have to, because you're the controller of your reality." So now we started to take the fear out of the process. Now we started to take the things out of the process, the dis-ease and the thoughts that originated the process that she went through. We started to control how she felt about herself at the deepest level. And as we started to do that, within 2 weeks after that, she was now sitting up, which they said was absolutely astronomical. They said she would never walk again. A week later, she was in a wheelchair. 2 weeks later, she was on a walker. Understand that the power of this stuff is absolutely astronomical. Okay, so she walks, not as good as you or I. She still walks. She walks with a walker, but she is still, you know, able to walk, where they told her she would never sit up again. They told her she'd never even be able to sit in a wheelchair. And they certainly told her it was a miracle that she actually walked. So, and that she could stand up and do all the
Incredible.
Things she did. That's just the healing process. Another woman that I worked with is the head of a large division in a university research department. She's also the head of a hospital in a research department. She had a 5-year goal to have so much money come into the hospital against her division. She was given a goal to achieve in 5 years. She made that goal not only in 1 year, but she added $40 million to the bottom line of her division in the hospital in one small year. So,
$40 million to the bottom line added in 1 year?
We're already making, yes. And she attributes
to
the things I've taught her, yes.
I mean, I'm seeing the theme I'm seeing here is sort of things that seem impossible happening, and then speed. There's just, does that seem to be a common thread with your work?
The speed comes from
the speed.
From the concept, and I have a whole module on this, of certainty. Okay, we create, what we do in this course is we align the conscious, subconscious, and the superconscious. Then we build a vehicle for what we desire in this world, and we build that through a series of modules and understandings. We look at the quantum field. We take a look at how that works within us. We then change our perspective, so we get this amazing sense of involvement and power in this world. From that point on, then, we start to create what we want by building the vehicle of our IMs, which is creating the car. Then later on, in order to make that happen at accelerated speed, we add the most important force in the universe, which is certainty. Okay? We add the certainty of this process, and I teach you how to have it in gobs, so you'll never have to doubt
it.
Have what you want. And then that accelerates the process. So as soon as you're absolutely sure that you're going to get it, you are already in the place of having it.
Now, Harrison, this program has I'm looking here, you also offer this, and I'm so glad that you're giving it to us at this amazing gift opportunity. You also have a 30-day money-back guarantee, I'm seeing as well, for people.
Yes, I have a 30-day money-back guarantee, yes. No questions asked.
Wow. I just want to say thank you so much for this gift. You're interested.
Again, one other thing, Darius, you guys don't have
to
believe a single word I say. Just try it. You know, watch what happens in 30 days.
You said, what, Harrison? They don't have to believe? Just try it? They don't have to believe what you say? Just try it?
Yeah, you don't have to believe a word I say. Just try it. Just try what's on those modules.
Just try it.
And just try it and watch what happens. Watch how your life begins to shift in 30 years.
Well, I mean, the stories you have are just amazing. I mean, I've got the 5 pages of them, and they're not little things. I mean, they're substantial. It's not my life got a little bit better. They're things like, you know, my life completely changed, and, you know, I made 80% more income, or my health changed dramatically. I mean, I'm absolutely curious, and some of these things I've never heard of. I'm very excited about what you're doing and what you're bringing to the UWealth Revolution, Harrison. Let me let people know again, because we're getting a lot of questions as to where you can go to get this and really try this for 30 days. UWealthRevolution.com/Harrison. And maybe I should just say experience it for 30 days. I mean, experience this. Tap into this new level of energy and vibration, really creating deeply from the quantum field and integrating all your levels of awareness, subconscious, conscious, superconscious, through Harrison's work. Absolutely, one of the most interesting, exciting calls we've had. UWealthRevolution.com/Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Wow. Harrison, I want to ask you one more question. I know we've gone a little bit long here. If somebody is on this call right now and they're maybe without hope and they feel like all the bottom has dropped out, maybe they're having the worst day of their life, what message would you have for them right now if they were right before you? Because that person may very well be, and I suspect they are a few, on the line right now before you.
Please understand that you are a magnificent creature. You are a magnificent being of light, and that all the things that you see as the down part of what you are, or you're experiencing, whether it be and that's great, actually, if you're experiencing some really down parts of yourself, because they're there to force you to get something better. So you are a magnificent creature. Just all you have to do is love yourself into being what you are, into being the true remembrance of your unit of consciousness of energy. There is no doubt we are all magnificent beyond our wildest dreams. And this is what, these are the kinds of things that tap you into this great source of beingness, this infinite source of beingness. Okay, so remember that you are a child of God, that at any given point the universe could have created a galaxy at a thought, but it didn't. Creation created you, which means you're a pretty important piece of the mosaic of the universe, a puzzle, a piece of the puzzle that is absolutely necessary for the whole thing, because without its pieces, it falls apart. So you are absolutely deserving of everything you desire in this world. There is nothing that you don't deserve. You're never not good enough for anything. There's no such thing. That's just a construct that you've been programmed into. You are absolutely deserving of all things that you desire, whatever that happens to be, and it doesn't make any difference what it is. It's simply, you know, you can have it and you should have it simply by the fact that you desire it. It's a source, it's a thought that was given to you by source, which means that you can, within the mechanics of even getting that thought, the mechanics of manifesting it are there for you. So understand that you are sensational in every way possible. You are pure love. You are pure energy. You are pure incredibleness in every single way. Your self-esteem should be through the roof on a daily basis. You should have no situation that you cannot handle, because anything that has come your way that has been down has been created by you. So that means that since you created it and you are the creator, you are bigger than whatever that circumstance happens to be. So here's the core of what is difficult for most people. The core of that feeling of what is difficult is that I can't possibly handle what I need to do to get what I want. That is the core of the negative self-esteem. So all you have to do is understand that you are. You're way bigger than anything that comes your way. So anything that has been negative, anything that's been holding you down, that's only an illusion. And understand that all suffering or all difficulty is created by misperceptions, okay? You cannot have, you cannot be in the here and now. You cannot be fully alive and experience anything negative. So in the here and now, you're always safe. You're always alive. You're always good. You're always quick. You're always substantial. Okay? So the down parts of you are places where you have denied, or they have, right. You've been programmed, or you have been, accepted the programming of being less than you are. Stop that immediately. All you have to do is create a new, bigger version of yourself. Those things don't exist. They're misperceptions, and if they cause you to suffer, they are the untruth of who you are, because we are limitless, unbelievably, unconditionally limitless in every way. And the magnificence of that is what you want to take with you. And
Harrison, I'm getting a lot of people asking, they want to get this tonight or now or when they're hearing. Is this something that they'll access immediately, or is it shipped to them in a couple weeks?
No, it's digital. They'll access it immediately.
Okay, so everyone that's asking, we just had so many. This is something that you will get instantly. You could get started on it right as soon as I probably stop talking. Everyone, if you're interested in this, go to uwealthrevolution.com/Harrison. And I'm sorry, I hope I didn't cut you off. We just had sort of a barrage of questions on that, Harrison. I'm kind of, my hands are just kind of shaking, Harrison. This is a pretty amazing call, and I want to thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure.
Wow.
Can I just close and wind up here if you want to do that?
Did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I do want to add one last thing, just to
yes, sir.
Because you know there are no accidents on the there are no accidents in the universe, and you are here because you were meant to be here. We are connected because you were meant to be here. At the end of every truth, as we know it, is the beginning of a new truth. And every time we step into that, the quest never ends. It only gets larger and more enjoyable as we go. So I hope this is the beginning of a new and beautiful journey for you guys out there, because it always is for me. And understand that we all go through many lifetimes together, and we all are here to enable each other to grow. That's what our purpose is on the planet. That's what our connection is on the planet. We're all here to enable each other to grow. So you are truly friends of mine, and I hope at some point I'll get the chance to meet each and every one of you face-to-face and have an experience with you. It's awesome to just be able to be on this call with you, Darius, and all the people that you serve, and it's an amazing experience to just know that there are people out there who believe and who understand and who want to grow into the bigger places and uncover more and more correct understandings of the universe. So as we go, I mean, their lives are just super enjoyable, and we experience the joy and the expansion, and that is worth more than anything in the entire world. So there's no material thing that can compare to the experience of expansion and joy simultaneously. So it's magnificent.
Wow. Oh, thank you. That was magnificent, Harrison. I believe we are here for a reason, and all of this is happening at the exact right time. And people are hearing this message at the exact moment they needed to hear it and getting exactly what they need, regardless of what they decide to do.
Right.
Thank you so much for being here. It was definitely, I think, one of the most enjoyable calls we've had. Thank you so much, Harrison.
My pleasure, Darius. I thank you very much, and I thank all of you who are on this line with us. You're awesome, Darius. I love the way you interviewed me, so that's very, very cool, and you have a great deal to offer everybody in this situation, so I hope everybody listens to all the calls as they go down this journey with you and with me and with everybody else that has become one of the teachers in this series.
Well, thank you very much, so much.